This is Dakota Datebook for August 24th. Every human society needs rules and laws, but always there will be lawbreakers who violate those laws, and crime brings punishment. In North Dakota, criminals have faced punishment in county jails and in the state's penitentiary in Bismarck. Today's Datebook looks at one aspect of punishment, prison uniforms, as it relates to one escapade by an escapee. In 1894, the North Dakota Penitentiary bought 100 suits of regulation striped clothing, so prisoners would thereafter wear stripes. Previously, the inmates had been wearing blue overalls and dark flannel shirts, clothes that any ordinary laborer might have worn. The biggest reason for striped suits was to make escape more difficult, allowing citizens and pursuing officers to more easily identify escapees. The striped uniforms were also badges of disgrace to shame criminals into improving their lives. Some sources say striped uniforms intentionally resembled prison bars, or that the stripes symbolized the ancient practice of 40 lashes, leaving a criminal's back striped with scarring. The main reason for stripes, however, was to identify escaped prisoners. On this date in 1897, the Bismarck Tribune reported that Eugene Gould, imprisoned for grand larceny, had run away from a work crew wearing the regulation prison stripes and a low-crowned black hat. People were to look for a man who stood 5 feet 4 inches in height, light-haired, with large nose and mouth. Pursuers expected the escapee might have gotten other clothes, but fortunately, police caught Gould in the brush a few miles from Bismarck. Even though prison stripes helped betray escaped convicts, the prisoners wore uniforms of plain gray cloth with shoulder straps. But if a man violated rules, he had to wear gray clothing without the straps. And if an inmate attempted escape, he was forced to wear the traditional striped suit with a yellow streak up the back as a dastardly mark of dishonor. Later reforms eliminated all prison stripes. By modern times, jailers supply highly visible orange jumpsuits. Strangely, these convicts actually could escape more easily because citizens could mistake escapees for sanitation, utility, or highway workers. In fact, the criminal justice system has brought back the old-fashioned striped clothes in some cases for the desperados considered most likely to flee. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.